Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He is originally from Joliet. He's a former major league pitcher. He had to put up with me when I was a rookie sideline reporter. Fox Sports San Diego's TV analyst, Mark Grant, Mudcat from Joliet. And you still sometimes get to hang out with us in Chicago. It's so nice of you to join us here at Slugger.
Layla, it is so nice to see you. Marshall, it's a pleasure to meet you. For all you Chicago fans out there, first of all, you guys rock. But Padres brown and gold. I bleed brown and gold. I love my Friars. I grew up a Cubs fan. This is really electric, what you guys got going here in Chicago here at Sluggers. I'm honored to be here. But Chicago fans, through and through, you are really lucky, not only to have a guy like Marshall, but Layla Rahimi. This woman has, I am so proud of her. I'm like a proud father for his daughter. She has done a great job here, starting out in San Diego, before San Diego did some great things, of course. But landing here in Chicago, you are so lucky to have Layla Rahimi here in the sports world. So thank you very much.
I was blessed to be, I think, just not only included by you and at the time Dick Enberg, Mark Sweeney, Mike Pomerantz, right, the Fox Sports San Diego crew, but how much you guys really care to teach baseball as part of the broadcast.
Well, we love the game. And I know Chicago fans, Padre fans, we love the game. We love to talk the game. And being from Joliet, growing up in a baseball family, I had family that played professionally. It's what I wanted to do. I grew up a Cub fan. My first game was here at Wrigley Field with my dad when I was 7 years old. I remember they played the New York Mets. Jim Hickman hit a home run. Tommy Agee hit a home run for the Mets. I remember eating a hot dog, and I was done with the wrapper. My dad said, oh, just throw it on the ground. I said, that's littering. We can't litter here at Wrigley Field. He goes, no, that's, don't worry about it. There's no trash can. But anyway, a lot of fond memories here, and coming back to Chicago, it's electric.
Well, and people know where you work, but they still love you. Like, we've got texters coming in saying, you know, how much they appreciate you still always representing Joliet and just having that as part of your roots, even though, yes, you are a Friar loyal. There's no doubt about that.
We have a lot of baseball history in Joliet. For the Chicago fans and that are great fans, you all know. Guys, my idol growing up was Bill Gullickson. Pitched for the Expos and the Reds and the Yankees and a tour in Japan. Jack Perconti, Sean Bergman, Mike Allstott.
There it is.
The Purdue Boilermaker and Tampa Bay Buccaneer. From Joliet, and I'm leaving some people out, but it's just a great place to grow up, and it was a great time.
The list is long, kind of like that long Padres lineup you bring into town.
Yeah, it is long, isn't it?
Listen.
How about us being undefeated, Marshall, and still in second place?
No, we talked about it. A half game out. You haven't played as many games as the Dodgers, so technically you're in second place. Even though you are even with them in the loss column, you're both perfect in that regard. And I know the Cubs and their fans feeling pretty good because they miss Yu Darvish. Mm-hmm. They miss Dylan Cease, who everyone in this city is well aware of what he's capable of. But how would you describe what's happened with this team this season and if maybe they've surpassed even your expectations out of the gate?
They have. If somebody came to me, Marshall, and said the Padres will start out 7-0, I would have bet my mortgage. I would have probably put my kids up. I would have put my wife up and said, hey, here's the bet, whatever.
Not the wife.
Well, you never know. Anyway, no. But you know the old cliche, everything's clicking on all cylinders, and it's such a tired cliche, but I'll use it because I'm a tired act. Anyway, it's that. I mean, Manny Machado has, what, 4 stolen bases. Everybody's running. Perfect timing. Timely hitting. Two outs with runners in scoring position. The starting rotation, they're getting some big innings, so they're getting some breathing room. It's nice to go out there when they just dropped a 4 spot, and you can make a mistake for a run or two, whatever the case may be. Throw into the right bases. Pickoffs. Everything is just going so well for San Diego right now.
Well, and to me, one of the biggest bright spots for the Padres is it was so unexpected, given that they have a lot. Of course, they have injuries. You know, Yu Darvish, we're not going to see him. He's on the injured list. That's a trade that is still very pivotal to a lot of Cubs fans, of course, when it comes to just what happened, the return, how it happened. But also, you know, here I am talking about Martin Maldonado catching. You know, there are some veterans and some moves had to be made where maybe some older names who aren't, you know, they're older. They don't have the same seasons they used to have. Mm-hmm. But still, it's working in a way that has been so productive in what is the hardest division in baseball.
It's A.J. Preller magic. I mean, he's done a fine job of constructing a roster. And when you mention the older players, look at our bench and look at our roster as far as guys that had made the team. Those are guys that have been there. Yuli Gurriel, Martin Maldonado, right? And these are guys that are coming through off the bench, maybe handling the pitching staff. But it's one thing that has happened with A.J. Preller. He wants a seasoned staff, a seasoned bench, a team that knows how to do it and have been there before, and that's exactly what's happening right now. Gurriel coming up with some big hits. You know, Maldonado doing a great job handling the pitching staff. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, we saw Maldonado here. And obviously when you're talking about the seasoned staff, because of the gruel of a 162-game schedule and the nature of how baseball has changed over the last couple of decades, everybody's going to play. And everyone is going to have to contribute. Yeah. You're not going to have guys playing 162 games a year.
And it's more than 26-man roster, there's no doubt. There's teams 40, 45, some guys, you know, some teams even 50. That's why it's so important to have some depth in the minor leagues as well. We do have some depth in the minor leagues, guys that have big league time. And that was one of the tough decisions in spring training this year for Mike Shilton and his staff. There was about 5 or 6 players to where it was like, you know, what do we do with these guys? For instance, Tyler Wade, he passed waivers. He's in El Paso. Good big league player. Mm-hmm. Eggie Rosario, very serviceable, can play a lot of positions, can hit a little bit. Went through waivers, now he's in AAA. So the point is, there's going to be roster transitions and there's going to be up and down. We all know this. There's going to be injuries, so it's nice to have that depth in the minor leagues.
Well, and it's funny because I know Yuli Gurriel is 40.
I know,
here
right?
I am still having to look it up in like quintuple check.
He's collecting Social Security as he plays Major League Baseball right now for Yuli Gurriel.
Good for him. But that's kind of the point here is number one, he doesn't play like he's that age.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's like I've always said, Marshall, Layla, playing baseball or any sport really, it's like you age in dog years. You may go from 34 to 35, but with the way you play the game and the grind that it has mentally and physically, you're not, you know, he may be 40, but he may be like in a 44-year-old or 45-year-old body. He keeps himself in great shape, but I tell you what, these guys, is anyone ever really 100%, especially after playing the ball game this long? Really not, but I tell you what, he looks like he's in great shape. And I think that's kind of like the fountain of youth to where guys, they get maybe they think, I'm not speaking for these guys, but they maybe say, this might be my last run. Mm-hmm. This might be my last go-around. So, hey, I'm going to make the most of it.
Several guys on this team, it's not going to be their last go-around. I like the lineup construction for that team. Tell me what you expect to see in this series overall with the Cubs playing the way that they've been playing. There have been some people discounting what they were able to do in their last series because Sacramento is Sacramento, and it's not – I don't know, the Coliseum or wherever you want to see the A's play. But this seems like a pivotal matchup for both these teams. One for an undefeated Padres team because you can't really afford to lose ground on the Dodgers. Yeah. And you can even argue the Giants and the other teams in the division. And obviously the Cubs trying to create some breakaway speed, if you will, from the rest of their division.
I think you're going to see the Padres try to utilize their running game as much as they can in situational type hitting. Imanaga is a great pitcher, right? His last year, rookie season was phenomenal. Really good pitcher. So I think today will be a test, Marshall, of how the Padres go about hitting him in certain situations. If you try to pull him all the time, pull, it's not going to work. You're just going to, you know, just do a lot of grounding out stuff. But this Padre team, they really have a good idea of how to situational type hit. And when you got a guy like Shota on the mound today who knows how to pitch, it'll be interesting to see the matchups, how they utilize and use their at-bats given the situation, first and second, runners at second, third, whatever the case may be. But they've been doing a fine job of doing that. And the running game, too, I think might come into play.
I like the old school. All the stuff you're talking about just takes me back to when I grew up watching baseball, and people did run and do all the things.
Yeah. And when the Padres, before they moved the fences in, there was a lot of having to...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Manufacture offense. We are talking with Padres TV analyst Mark Grant, who is kind enough to join us here from Sluggers. And I think it's so important to analyze this series because this is going to repeat itself in a couple of weeks. You know, the Cubs end up playing the Padres in San Diego 14th, 15th, and 16th. So to preview this series, you're really going to get an indication of these two teams quickly the next time out. One of the big pitching matchups for me in this one is Pivetta against Boyd tomorrow. Yeah. Like, Matt Boyd, we've seen really, I think, pitch well so far. He touched 95 in Japan, a little fast for him, but he's been pitching well. Padres pick up Pivetta. Those are two, I think, really savvy pickups by both teams.
Pivetta was dealing last time out. To be honest with you, I didn't know a lot about Nick Pivetta prior to, I mean, just watching him a lot. I didn't really see him a lot. But after watching that game, this was a guy possessed. His stomping around, I don't mean stomping around, but confidence on the mound when he showed out there, like he was in charge. He had the fastball upstairs, 96, 97. He's got that yacker of a breaking ball. He was just dicing and slicing up hitters. So once again, A.J. Preller, you know, scouring, you know, we needed, you know, with some of the injuries. Joe Musgrove out for the year. Yu Darvish, of course. Now Nick Pivetta into the mix. My goodness. And with the defense that the Padres have and scoring a little bit of offense, I think it's a very high ceiling for Nick Pivetta. What a great pickup.
Now, I know you said you bleed brown and gold. Correct me if I'm misquoting you here. But you are from Joliet.
Yes.
You are a Chicago guy through and through.
Yeah.
So when it comes to other teams, are you still connected to, say, the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Bulls?
I do follow those teams. I do it not religiously to where I'm like, oh, the Bulls are on tonight, or the Hawks, the puck drops at, you know, 7:15 or whatever the case may be.
I mean, Ovi might pick up the record today if he gets a
hat
trick. Yeah,
how about
that?
Yeah.
It might come against the Blackhawks. So.
Yeah, I know. What a great player, all right? I mean, let's face it.
You've got to tip your cap to one of the greatest of all time.
Longevity. But it is hard for me to where Gretzky's not going to be at that top spot, right? And that's just my generation. He was the greatest, you know, to me, as far as he still is the greatest. But here's another tired cliche. You know, records are made to be broken, right?
So not Cal Ripken's.
Yeah, that's true, too. That one will not be broken. But, no, I love the Hawks. I love the Bulls. Love the Bears. Bears need to get something going on their O-line in the interior, man. Maybe a left guard?
That's it.
No,
that's it.
They've addressed it. They made trades. I think they're
bring
good to
back
go.
Bob Avellini.
Wow. Okay, you want to turn back the hands of time.
Bring back Bobby Douglas, will you?
You're right about the O-line, though. And I feel like they think that they have their starting, at least confident, in guard, center, guard, right? So Joe Tooney on the left side, Jonah Jackson on the right side. Former Rams, so they're going to see how that goes.
How bad do they miss football in San Diego, or are they just they're just upset about it? And just
Padre fans are here. Chargers?
No,
the Padres have forsaken them.
There are still some that are diehard though Charger fans. That, you know, there's a few there. But it's a brown and gold town.
This is an inaccurate sample size. We only have two fans here.
I appreciate it.
But, you know, the reason I also wanted to talk to you is because the schedule for the Cubs, rather, is mostly AL and NL West to start the year.
Good teams.
Already had two games against the Dodgers, split the series with the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I know you're keeping a keen eye on them because I feel like they made a lot of changes to try to also be in the same position as the Padres or try to be competitive and make the playoffs.
NL West is going to be tough, I think. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I know.
But like your analysis of the division is important.
Oh, the Giants are going to be a sneaky team, I think.
Yes.
The Diamondbacks are good. They've proven that. You got the Dodgers, of course, and then the Rockies. Hey,
well, poor Rockies.
Well, how about check out Layla? I mean, Check out the last like five, or ever since the Rockies have played against the Padres. It's one of those teams that's like the kryptonite for San Diego. It's unbelievable. So that's very, very important too, to beat up on the Rockies this season.
But here too, that was really more the case in 2023 when the Cubs were trying to make the playoffs and unfortunately just laid a couple eggs against the Rockies, had series against them in September, and it was partially what did them in.
You know, the Cubs schedule, a lot of – you mentioned that, right? So if you're going to – I would think the Cubs – analysis would be, or thought would be, to try to at least play 500 against those teams, because I'm not going to say it's going to get easier, because it never gets easier in this game. It's always tough, but to have those teams early in May or April and May, and then all of a sudden you'd rather kind of struggle early and finish late strongly. So rather than, you know, hot and then towards the middle or towards the end kind of just spiral. So stay tuned to that one.
And I hate to ask you this, what? Because a former pitcher doesn't like to be asked.
Oh, I know it's coming.
We did with Steve Stone as well yesterday. What do you think of these torpedo bats, Mud?
You know what? I have looked into this at great length, and I wanted to do a little experiment because if, you know, there are regulation, there are specifications that have to meet major league standards. So if the bat is as round as that can be without being, you know, like one of those wiffle ball bats as a kid, where the big red one, right? I see no problem using it. If it's the specifications and it doesn't cause a whatever.
Do you think it's making a difference, or is it just too early to tell?
Do you think that if this happened to the Marlins or the and nothing against the Marlins.
So this is a big market bias for the Yankees on the East Coast.
If it were the Rockies, for example, outside of course.
Do you think it would have been as big as a story? I don't know. I don't know.
I think the biggest part of the story that people are willfully almost ignoring, Aaron Judge doesn't use that bat, and he's still hitting bombs.
Right, exactly. It might be a case where they're going to hit home runs, but it might, you know, go by the wayside a little bit. But I tell you what, they sure made a splash in the torpedo bat. Looks more like a bowling pin, though, when you stand it up.
Yes.
Right?
It does. And I just was curious your thoughts, because as an observer,
it wouldn't bother me as a pitcher. I would, you know, you still got to stick to your strengths. And
also, if they swing and miss, they swing and miss.
Absolutely.
And then one more for you.
Yes.
Our friend Will Venable.
William. I love William.
Getting his first major league managerial job. I loved working with him in San Diego. I know you did too.
Yes.
What do you think of this?
I love it. I call him William because I played with his dad, Max, in the Giants chain. And I met them, you know, when I was playing with Max and Molly. And I thought it was so cute because I was talking to Molly when he was in San Diego. Oh, how's William doing? So she called him William. So I always started calling him William. So I call him William. I love William. He's a great kid. He's a great egg. What a great opportunity. I think he's got the type of personality to where what he's up against as far as with the team, he's got a good attitude. He tries to stay. And you look at his coaching chain to where people he worked under, I think that will help him as well down the line. But it's a great opportunity for William.
The important thing is he's in first place right now.
That's right. Right.
Bunch of teams at 2-4 in the
AL Comedy Central.
Is that what y'all are calling it?
It's kind of the opposite of the NL West when you think about it.
Right.
When you think about it. But that's good news because everybody can feel like they might be at the top at some point. So there's that part of it.
He's a baseball guy through and through, and that's all you can ask. And I tell you, he's going to be prepared. He's a smart kid. He knows the game. And once again, when you look at when he played under Bruce Bochy. He and the coaching tree that he was under, you know, he was here in Chicago, obviously, first base coach. Was that under Joe Madden?
Yes. That was Joe Madden.
Was he under Joe Madden for a while?
Yes, he was.
So that tree of coaches or managers that he was under and then him learning, and let's face it, it all boils down to the talent on the field.
They're working on the talent on the field part.
It's how you manage those egos and attitudes and people. I remember talking to some managers. I said, you know, what's the easiest part of your job? He goes, from first pitch to last pitch. It's all the other stuff in between the games that really kind of make it a difficult gig.
Always sharing his knowledge and his energy. And I got to say this because you always say it, Mud. Social sparklers.
Oh, social sparklers all the way around.
Man, they're here. Yeah. Tons of social sparklers in the building.
It's a great phrase to use on a broadcast. Mark Grant, the TV analyst for the Padres. Also, of course, from Joliet.